Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Jumpman Zach 305, and I'm joined by my co-host, West Coast Zill. You know him on Twitter, and Saeed.
Well, what's up, fellas? What's up? Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I know we got some topics that I want to discuss. Saeed, you brought up some topics. I'm hype about it. So let's go ahead and start it off, man.
Okay, so what's up, fellas? How you doing? Start with our first segment. Segment is Twitter talk. We talk about what's going on in the Twitter world.
You know.
First topic is Chris Sims. Does everybody know who Chris Sims is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he released his top five
wide receivers.
Yeah, he ranked his top five receivers in the 2020 draft. At number five, he had T. Higgins from Clemson.
Yep.
At four, he had KJ Hamler? I think it's KJ Hamler, right?
I saw the list earlier today. I didn't write down the names on it.
Yeah, I believe his first name is KJ. KJ Hamler. Three is Henry Ruggs from Bama.
Yep.
Two, he had Justin Jefferson from LSU.
Okay.
And at number one, he had CeeDee Lamb.
Whoa. Okay.
CeeDee Lamb. There was one guy missing.
Whoa.
On this list.
Whoa. No Jerry Jeudy.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, that's surprising because everyone's on the Jerry Jeudy train. But here's what, unless you really need a wide receiver, and this has been proven, because think about the best wide receivers in the league right now, right? Besides Antonio Brown, when he's on the Steelers, and we had a discussion at work talking about wide receivers and the part they play in Super Bowl runs, right? Like Odell Beckham Jr. You can make an argument he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. Has he won a Super Bowl? Would the team win a Super Bowl with him, without him? We don't know. Tom Brady had Randy Moss, didn't win a Super Bowl. Has won Super Bowl without all-pro receivers, right? I mean, he had, you know, Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, but he didn't have that Antonio Brown. When he had Randy Moss, he didn't win. He didn't have that out-of-the-world Odell Beckham Jr. So, for me, drafting a wide receiver round one, usually, unless that's just a glaring hole, we don't have a true number one and we can get it, but I'm not going to put my franchise on the back of a wide receiver, right? DeAndre Hopkins, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL, wide receiver, he can only do so much because you still need a guy throwing the ball, right? So it's good to have a number one, a true number one wide receiver, but unless my team is, we already went to the playoffs deep and the wide receiver was a glaring position of need, I'm never really wasting a first round pick. And that's just me. People can come at me and get mad at me, but I'm never really wasting a first round pick on a wide receiver, man.
Okay. I think the question is Jeudy, should Jeudy be in the top five?
Definitely.
That's the main question, yeah.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
I mean, I'm looking at this list. I mean, with Jeudy, you know, I've been watching his highlights. I didn't watch a ton of Bama games, so I've been watching his highlights.
Yeah.
He's not who I thought he was. I thought he was something else just by hearing everybody talk. But what he could be, what I see, what he could be, is I think he could be the best slot receiver in the NFL. He has that potential.
Oh, you don't think he's an outside guy?
I don't think he's an outside guy. I think he can play on the outside, but he can be dominant on the inside.
Okay. Do you think he's a top five wide receiver in this draft class?
No doubt.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I think he's better than T. Higgins. I think we saw with T. Higgins against a better competition. Some of those games, you really didn't show up.
But okay, so here's the argument with Jefferson, right? So with LSU, running that offense they ran, right? Joe Burrow was slinging that thing to everybody, right? And that offense, it was tough to guard against, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to be in that offense in the NFL, right?
Yes, yes.
He might not be surrounded. I mean, he's going to be surrounded by talent because it's the highest level. But I don't know if I'd put – and look, he did great. He's a good wide receiver. They put up numbers in that offense. I just don't – me personally, I just don't know if that really correlates to – because they want to run a pro-style offense at LSU, right? So unless Joe Brady brings that exact offense to the Panthers and then they draft Jefferson and then it fits the exact scheme, I don't know how – I mean, and as a rookie wide receiver, it's going to take you some time to get acclimated to the, you know, NFL speed anyways. So I don't know, man. And Jerry Jeudy, they run that post-style offense at Alabama. Right? Yeah. T. Higgins, they run a similar – I mean, they still have their spread concepts, but they run a pro-style, like, base at Clemson, right? So it's like – I mean, everyone has spread concepts. Even in the NFL, you got spread concepts. I'm no coach. I don't know everything about everything, but, I mean, LSU, watching that championship game, it was strictly shotgun. Now, one time that I remember Joe Burrow lined up under center, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
it's disrespectful that Jerry Jeudy's not in the top five.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think he's better than T. Higgins, clearly. I think he's clearly better than Hamler. I do like Hamler. Ruggs, I think, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Just watch, if you watch him, like, he's much better than Ruggs, you know? I mean, they played on the same team.
That's true.
They played on the same team. The thing about Ruggs is how many guys who run that fast, you know, running 4.2s, actually do well in the NFL?
Shoot, besides, what's his name from the Chiefs? Tyreek Hill. I mean, those super, super fast guys, I mean.
They don't do well, typically.
Yeah.
Typically. You know, Darius Hayward Bay, I think he ran in the 4.2s.
Yeah. I mean, Santana Moss was like a – wasn't he like a 4.2 guy?
I think he was in the 4.3s.
Okay. I thought it was a 4.2. I mean, he was a burner. He did. I mean, you got the burners that do well, but I see what you're saying. Like, the top wide receivers.
Yeah. Randy Moss. I think Randy Moss ran in the 4.2s.
Yeah. He was a freak. I think Calvin Johnson was like the 4.3s.
Yeah. He was 4.38, 4.39.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's rare, obviously.
But I think Chris Sims, he's one of those. He's kind of a shock jock. He kind of does stuff out the norm to get people talking, and I don't think he really believes this.
I want to hear what Colin Coward has to say, because he has the craziest fucking takes out there on the internet.
I love Coward, man. He's probably
his favorite. He got the craziest takes out of anybody, man. So I want to hear what he has to say for sure.
Okay, Zach.
Yeah.
You got any takes on Jeudy not being in the top five?
Not really. I think he should just stay in the – I think he should be top two.
Top two? Yeah. Woo! Okay. I think you got to argue with that. Got him there. Yeah, you do. Most people got him there.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I'm not sold on CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I think he's a good receiver, but I don't know how good he is, you know. Because he played in the Big 12, man, and they don't play defense in the Big 12, man. You know, they just don't.
I don't remember, look, and I could be wrong, but I don't really remember Oklahoma wide receiver. And you guys draw my memory, it's not coming right now, of an Oklahoma wide receiver ball in the NFL.
The only one. And it was very briefly was what's his name? Roy Williams. Remember Roy Williams from Detroit?
Yeah. I mean, what? Because was Dez Bryant from Oklahoma State?
Or he's from Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Yeah. So that's all I really remember.
But to tell you the truth, back in the day, they played better defense in the Big 12.
Yeah.
It's just lately, the last 4, 5, 3 years.
Because they put up 60 points a game and shit. And then run into an SEC or ACC team, and they lose.
Yeah.
Hey, any Big 12 listeners, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
I'm not gonna lie. This one receiver I really like is the receiver from Colorado, Chenault. Have you seen Chenault?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What did he have like back to back like over 1,000 yard seasons or something like that?
I don't know his stats. I've been watching his highlights and I really like Chenault from Colorado.
You know who I like that no one's talking about?
Yeah.
There's these guys, KJ Osborne and Jeff Towns.
I don't know about KJ, but I like JT4.
I think KJ is going to be a solid addition to an NFL team. And I think Jeff Thomas has that ability, if he keeps his head on straight, to be really good. I don't have him as good as Amon Richards would have been. I really wanted him to go to the Eagles for some reason in the first round or some shit, but hey, it is what it is. I do believe those two. I just got to throw my Kane plug out there. Shout out to my boys.
Okay, okay. So next thing that's been going on, and I haven't been too much into this, but I've seen a lot of people talk about it.
These
artist battles, these battles.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between Little John and was it Little John T-Pain? And T-Pain?
Yeah, and they said Little John won. That's what they said.
So, Zoe, explain to me, because I haven't been really too much into it. Explain to me, like, what's been going on with this stuff.
So, I haven't been watching all of them, right? And so, basically, you know, during the quarantine, you had people like John Legend going live doing, like, free concerts, right? And then you have, like, the Ray Shremmer guys, they were doing their concerts, and they would bring on, like, a random fan, right? And that's, you know, it started to gain traction, and people were probably doing it before that. Then you had, I believe it was Swizz Beatz, and Pharrell, maybe? I don't remember who was going back and forth at it. But they started off going beat for beat. And then it was Scott Storch going again. I forgot who he went up against, right? And so now you got guys
Manny
going
Fred.
Manny Fred going beat for beat. And then there was a Lil Jon and T-Pain. And I think they were going hits for hits.
Yeah.
Right? And then like Lil Jon was bringing in Lovers and Friends and like all this other stuff, and it, everyone loved it. I never really tuned in. I mean, I'm working right now, so it's like I just got to catch it on YouTube or something, catch the highlights. But, I mean, yeah. It's very popular right now, and people love it. And I personally, even though I haven't, like, joined in, I appreciate they're doing that. Because, I mean, everyone's stuck inside for the most part. So the fact that these guys are doing this for free just on Instagram live, and, like, oh, Tory Lanez, when he goes live, I love it. It's quarantine radio because it's always wild. It's always funny, man. So if you do got time, man, just hop in on. They're pretty fun and entertaining, and they're free, and they're just for the people. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, and like you said, I tried to catch a clip, and all I saw was, like, I think I saw the Manny Fresh, Scott Storch one, and, like,
yeah. They
were just playing each other. You know, he played one of his songs, and he played one of his songs.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't really know what was going on. I thought it was going to be, hey, he was going to play some new beats. He was going to play some new – that's what I thought.
No, they're just playing like they're just comparing hits, going back and forth to each other.
Okay. So who's better, Scott Storch or Manny Fred?
Oh, man. Look, I'm not going to lie. Scott's been making – he's been making beats for a long – and Manny Fresh has too, but I've heard more Scott beats like or songs in my lifetime. And all Manny Fresh stuff I really could think of is like – stuff related, you know, Gator Boots. I'm pretty sure that's a Manny Fresh beat.
Big Thomas.
Big Thomas. So it's like, you know, and he got bangers too, but I just heard more Scott Storch beats. Score. Yeah.
Okay. Next topic. And this is something I wanted to talk about.
It's the one. This is the one.
This might even be the show top or the name of the show. I've been following this person for a little. I haven't been following this person, but I've been noticing this person.
It's the one.
This person's takes, specifically, and it's Jemele Hill.
There it is.
Jemele Hill. She used to work on ESPN. She used to be on the show.
Yep. Him and hers.
I
think it was him and hers. Yeah.
She used to host SportsCenter at 6 o'clock with
yep, yep, yep.
Michael Smith.
Yep.
woke sinner, people used to call it.
Oh, man.
She had a tweet the other day. Okay, so basically, Robert Kraft,
yep,
the owner of the Patriots, he used his private plane,
yep,
to fly to China and bring back, I think, over 1 million of these masks, these surgical masks or masks that are needed, which is a good deed. Mm-hmm. And Jamel, she had a tweet. Mm-hmm. Her tweet stated, this is where I remind people that Robert Kraft is friends with Donald Trump, mm-hmm, and gave to his campaign. It's incredible that the Kraft family is doing this, you know, bringing the mask over.
Yep.
But hope they understand their money helped empower their friend. Yep. Peace out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people been going at her.
Yep. Yeah, I seen that.
A lot of people been going at her. I'm gonna pass this to Zach.
Yeah.
Zach, like, how do you feel about Jemele Hill? Like that tweet during this time.
It was disturbing. It was not intended. She shouldn't have done that. And now she's crazy because she's racist and she's going after Donald Trump and Robert Kraft for no reason.
So, how do you feel?
Okay. All right. So, here's one thing, too, I like about our show, right? I feel like we tackle these topics and other people avoid these topics for the most part. And we have opposing views on it. So, here's the thing. I do follow Jemele Hill, right? I do feel like she can be a little aggressive at times, right? But here's where she was right, right? So Robert Kraft, what he did was good, right? What the Kraft family did was good. But I guess she doesn't want people to forget, like, hey, let's not just start praising this dude. Oh, he's so awesome. This guy didn't even go to jail for the little prostitutes thing. When they underage girls, right? Well, no person, they wasn't. I thought they were underage girls.
No,
like 16-year-old chicks at the massage parlor.
Nah, I don't think it was nothing underage. I just believe,
but it was illegal.
He basically got a happy ending at a massage parlor.
So here's the thing. I could be wrong, but I thought they were underage. But it wasn't like the first time, and it was stuff happening. But here's the thing too. It's like what the Kraft family did was good, right? And I understand they want to get away from that image, but I think she was, you know, want to call out. And besides her disdain for President Trump, is, hey, let's not forget, like, Robert Kraft did some illegal shit and literally got in zero fucking trouble for it, right? Because they're rich and they can get away with that shit. And I don't think she wanted people to forget that. Because if someone else would have done it, like if I would have got caught doing that shit, I'd have been in jail, reputation tarnished, kicked out. And I wouldn't get out of that. And that shit was going to follow me the rest of my life, right? Got to register as a sex offender. Can't do all this crazy stuff, but it's like, here he comes. They do it. It kind of gets swept under the rug. And, oh, look, they're such good people. She's like, let's not forget, because no one else has that luxury of the illegal shit they're doing just getting swept under the rug.
But now, she didn't mention that in her tweet.
So she talked about the crap a little bit, right? But then she did say he donated to President Trump, right?
Yeah.
She does, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm not going to say her opinion is wrong or anything like that, because a lot of people do feel like President Trump is racist, right? Even if he's not out here saying the N-word or all this crazy stuff, there's like, they do feel like he does have something against Mexicans. He honestly, like, I'm not in this man's head. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, historically speaking, I mean, he has made comments that make you kind of question, like, he might not like, you know, everybody. That's kind of a little tasteless. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie. He's the president is not tactful. He's not. But what I've seen, and I've seen it over and over and over again with the president, is they take some of the stuff out of context. Like, as far as with Hispanics, mm-hmm. he called MS-13 members animals. He said these people are animals. And I saw news agencies reporting that he called Mexicans animals, mm-hmm. or illegal immigrants animals, when he was specifically talking about MS-13 members, you know, these gang members who do terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just something I see. But let's get back to Jemele Hill.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Jemele Hill. And you remember the whole stuff with Nick Bosa?
Yeah, remember all that stuff? Yeah.
She criticized Nick Bosa, right?
Yep.
Because he was following a page.
Yeah.
That was I don't know what the page did. Was the page like made very like insensitive remarks or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I think one of the pages he followed might have said some like slick racist stuff before. Yeah. I don't know if he liked it or retweeted it or favored it, but he did follow the page, which I will say, I mean, President Barack Obama follows like 600,000 people, and he follows like some porn stars. I'm like 100% sure he didn't actually follow those people. Was it Nick Bosa or Joey Bosa? I thought it was Joey Bosa that was.
I think it was Nick. Nick.
It could have been. I thought it was a younger one. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so Nick.
I think so. I forget. I forget myself.
I mean, look, I follow some people that make some comments that I don't agree with, but I like to see what they, just their take on things, even if I don't agree with it 100%. I want to see, because when something happens, I want to see how other people interpret it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let people shape my opinions, but I want to see, yeah.
I just think with Jemele Hill, I'm not gonna lie, I don't like Jemele Hill because of stuff like this. I think what she's doing is very divisive.
Yep.
It's dividing people. You know, it's dividing people when we're in a state right now where we should be coming together.
So here's the thing. Well, I think with that, I do think she wants you to pick a side. It's not. It's kind of meant to you, like, hey, we want you to pick a side. We want you to be on our side. And if she doesn't agree with a lot of stuff the president says, and she was or does in general, and she.
We lost you there for a second. So just go ahead with your take on Jemele Hill.
Oh yeah, man. Look, I follow her, man. I honestly appreciate some of her takes. Even though some of her takes are kind of wild, I don't agree with all of it, but it's like I just feel like she's coming from a place where it's like as like African Americans or like Caribbean Americans, like Black Americans, like in America, it's like a lot of the time, man, we just feel like the world's against us, dude. And I feel like she just takes that defensive stand. It's like, I'm not putting up with no BS. If I don't like it, if I see anything kind of racist or slick talk, I'm going to call it out. So that's who I think she is, man. So it's like, I'm not going to stop her from doing that. I'm never going to hate on her for doing that. As long as she's not out here like saying, F you white people, I hope you all die, nothing crazy like that, which she never has, right? She's just like, if she says she feels like if she sees BS, she calls it out. So I think she's entertaining, man. So I mean, I'm gonna follow her. I follow already. Gonna support her on there, whatever.
Yeah. And no, I understand what you're saying, but I think she. So my thing about Jemele Hill, okay. I think she does take it too far sometimes.
Uh huh.
When you call the president a white supremacist. multiple times, I think it's taking it too far. And like I said, I think she just creates unnecessary divisiveness. And for example, I remember our first show, we talked about Rhett Lashley.
Yeah.
Retweeting. He retweeted the president.
Mm-hmm.
He had a day of prayer. He requested a day of prayer for everyone. Okay.
Yeah.
And he got attacked for that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we all agreed that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people attack Rhett Lashley because of people like Jemele Hill, who put into people's minds that this president is a white supremacist, this president is racist, this president is evil, this president is whatever, you know?
We have a lot of the fan base, man, that honestly feels that way. It's like, they're just like, and I think also what it is a lot of his supporters, the very vocal ones that you see, he has been like supported like out loud by white supremacist groups, right? By the KKK. That David Duke guy down in Louisiana, whatever, was like he was very vocal in his support for the president, right? Okay. And it's like what people say, like, if I'm not a thief, right? But if I have thieves, like, yeah, this dude's the shit, like, we love this guy, people are gonna think I'm a thief, right? And he had all these people supporting him, like, previously, like, President Obama didn't have white supremacists, even Black Panthers really supporting him because they felt like he didn't do that much for the Black community.
I'm sure there was some unruly people or people that.
Oh, for sure. I don't know if there was as loud as this, and like, because then you have your two groups, right? Your Antifa, and then you have like the alt right, and you know they're always fighting, going back at it, and it's like, I don't know. It just you just got the supporters, man. I think it works, especially on Twitter.
Yeah, but
they'll say some outlandish shit, and sometimes the president will retweet it or like it, and then it's like, if you're liking some of this outlandish stuff, like, it just further intensifies people like view of them.
And I think
he might not mean it, or he might just be like, yeah, or he might not think about it, but it's just, even the fact that you did it, it's like people are like, y'all, nah, see, this ain't cool, and they'll take that and they'll push it, run with it. So I don't know, man.
Yeah. There's just a lot to it, and there's a lot I could go into, and people call me a conspiracy theorist if I get into this stuff. I'm not even going to get into this stuff. So, should we move on?
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Let's move on. Okay. Kane's updates. So what is going on in the Miami Hurricanes world?
All right. So I'm not tracking any new commitments. I see there was a couple recruits we did not make the top six for. I forget the name, but there was a Miami Northwestern kid.
Terrence Lewis. T2.
Yeah. We were not in it. I'm like, huh. And remember what I said previously, right? And look, I get, if the kid want to leave, I'm not holding you against it, dude. Hey, leave. It's you. But as long as you don't say that winning is the reason we're not in it, because he had Texas A&M in there, who haven't won that championship in how long?
Yeah, Nebraska, too.
They're not winning the SEC. Nebraska, they're just as bad as we were, if not worse. Again, just don't say when it comes to Miami that it's winning. Yeah. If you have Nebraska, you have a Texas A&M, you have a Kentucky, you have a Tennessee, just say you like the schools better, and I'm 100% on board with that. Again, Tennessee's fun, man. When it's a college game day, and your only thing that's going on in Knoxville is 110,000 people in the stadium, I get it, man. Just don't say it was the record on why you didn't choose Miami or put Miami in the top six.
No, I get you. What's funny about Nebraska is, what's his name? Jaden Francois. You remember Jaden Francois?
Yeah.
It was like a lot going on. Someone said that he told Manny like the night before he was coming.
Yeah. And then he went to Nebraska, and then I heard he went to Nebraska, and then he wanted to get out of Nebraska.
And then he made a tweet, like, I think weeks later, was like, "Hey man, I made a mistake or something like that."
Yeah. So it's something crazy. I don't know if it was hacked or if it was like a fake tweet or something.
I think they made him delete it, but yeah. I think he realized, man, he made a mistake.
I'm be honest with you. I've been to Nebraska as well. I've been to Nebraska. Ain't shit to do in Nebraska. But when it comes to that college life, like, when that stadium, when it's game day, that's like the biggest thing in the entire state. I mean, there's chicks out there. There's attractive girls in Nebraska. I'm not going to say they Miami level, but it's not. I mean, there's attractive chicks everywhere. And let's be honest. People going to be like, not like Miami, but still, you can find a beautiful girl anywhere in the world. It's not exclusive to Miami. So you can find some in Nebraska, man, if that's what you want. You can have a good time. The bars are pretty cool, but it's like, it's not as vast as Miami. Like, in about 1 month, you'll probably hit every bar in Omaha. Maybe in a week, right?
Yeah.
In Miami, it'll take you like a year if you want to hit every single bar, probably. And then you got Fort Lauderdale, you got West Palm Beach, you got Orlando, you want to go to the Keys. It's different. But there's still, I mean, and everyone don't even like to party, man, so.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
More power to them. More power to them.
Okay, the other thing in Miami Hurricanes land is Ryan Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
The beast, the animal. He got two crystal balls, apparently.
From who were the crystal balls from? Andrew Ivins?
I think it was Gabby. I think Gabby just joined 24/7.
Yeah, he did. Was that his first one?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not a member, but I seen it on a message board. So I think it was Gabby, and I'm guessing Ivins. It might have been one of the other writers.
Rodriguez. I haven't really been into the 21 cycle like that. I need to get into it, but I know. I mean, especially with this Rona going on, ain't much else to do.
Yeah, Rodriguez. He plays for Columbus. Guard, like. Dude, if we could get him with Seymour, bro, that's like a good combo.
Do you think Seymour sticks though? I'm hearing rumors that we don't get him, man.
Okay, so with Seymour, like,
I'm hearing he's going to Florida. At least, I mean, obviously, rumor mill. You got a bunch of rumors going on.
Like with Seymour, he was like, "Yo, I think a little while back, he was like, 100%, I'm going to Miami. I'm not taking any other visits." And now he's like. Yeah, I might take some visits.
I'm about to see what these visits talking about. Yeah. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go to Kentucky. Get that Jamal Murray.
it's like you just gotta follow the tea leaves. Whenever there's smoke, there's usually fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I remember last year, Marcus Fleming.
Hmm.
Everyone was like, "Oh yeah, he's coming. He's fine. He's solid. He's solid." But there was smoke.
Yep.
And just boom, decommitted. I know a lot of fans were saying that he was dropped or he wasn't good enough or something like that.
But you know what? I'm be honest with you. I feel like a lot of fans are like the jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, well, he was dropped." I feel like some people say that and don't know. Now some people might know.
Yeah.
But unless you honestly one of the coaches or you're his high school coach or his parents, you feel like you don't really know. Yeah. I feel like a lot of guys go, "Oh, he was a drop. Oh, he not a take." Because I heard so many times, so many recruiting classes, "Oh, we needed to drop him to get this other kid that we end up not getting." So I'm like, "So why are we dropping him then if that was the case?"
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, I'm on these message boards sometimes. And a lot of times the fans, whenever, you know, someone decommits, they really downgrade the kid. Like, he wasn't that good. Like, prime example.
It's the jealous girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, prime example, Francois, Jaden Francois.
Yeah.
Dude, he's good. He's good.
Or Cornelius Nunn. He went back to Syracuse. Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't have taken. But when he was with us, he was the talk of the world.
No. I remember I've seen Footballville. Hopefully we get him on the show soon.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Streeter. Shout out to Streeter. He talks about how, like, man, like, yo, like, Nunn is as good as Stevenson. He was saying that Jordan Battle and Nunn was as good as Tyreek Stevenson, but we just focused on Tyreek. Focused on Tyreek.
Yeah.
I focused on Tyreek.
And then, he went to Georgia.
And he went to Georgia. And
UGA,
Jordan,
huh?
And Jordan Battle, who wanted to come to Miami, ended up going to Bama, you know, a little bit down the road.
Good old Bama.
Yeah. Let's go to our hurricane question of the week, okay? And it's a simple question. And Zach, I want to get your take on this, Zach. Okay. It's a very simple question. is Manny the guy?
Oh, for sure. I think once we start getting throughout the season and get those wins, and at the end of the season, things will wrap up and things will be back for next year, for the year after. And I think Manny is going to have a 10-plus win season. And his job will be secure throughout the next few years.
Have you lost any confidence in Manny after last year?
Well, I'm confident for this year. I'm positive for this year.
Well,
I want to hear yours.
Okay. This might take me like 25 minutes to answer this question. Okay. Let me go back to when he was hired. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me, I said, okay. I wanted either one of two guys. I either wanted Butch. I was one of those bring Butch yep. back guys, okay? Mm-hmm. Or Manny. Okay. When we chose Manny, I was so happy. And I was happy because I really because I watched like the interviews on Canes All Access, like before practice and after practice or whatnot. And
yep.
Just like the way he answers questions, I'm like, man, he will be a great coach.
Yeah.
Do I believe he's the guy? I 100% believe he's the guy. One thing I noticed over the course of his 3 years of, you know, running the defense is, man, his players play hard for him.
That's true.
They play hard.
Yep. Like, they do.
No matter what, no matter how terrible the offense was, no matter how many picks Rozier threw, or
but I think that was part of the leadership of the seniors too, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Quan and Sheldrick back there.
Yo, but if you see, I agree with that. But if you see, even this current, the next year, the defense still played their ass off for Manny. The Louisiana Tech game, that's the perfect example. Did you see how hard the defense played? Did you see how bad Frierson wanted to get that pick six?
Yeah, I feel like he knew he got to get a pick six or they're going to get shut out.
Do it.
We got shut out.
And I think with coaching, that is so big, is getting the players to play hard for you. And I think on one side of the football is we are established on one side of the football, you know? A lot of people compare Manny Diaz to Willie Taggart. No.
Fuck
no. Willie Taggart. There's no comparison because
– I love Willie, man. I wish he was back at Florida State.
There's no comparison because with Willie, everything was a mess. The defense was terrible. The offense was terrible. Special teams was terrible. Recruiting wasn't that good. Everything was a mess. You know, with Manny, half of what you need is already there.
True. Defense. That's true.
It's there. It's solid. It's proven. It's a system. You know, it's there and it's ready to go. It's just the other half. And hopefully with Lashley, I pray with Lashley, he can do that on that side of the football, you know?
Facts.
I believe we have the players. The players are there. The players are there. You know, there's a few question marks on offense, but we got the running backs. We got talented receivers. They're unproven, but they're very talented. We got freaking
the line is improved.
The line
is older.
The line will only get better. It's not going to get worse. It's only going to get better.
It's got to get better.
In the tight ends. The tight end.
We got arguably the best tight end in the country.
Yeah, and if Mallory could catch the ball. He could be. I think
he can. I don't know what it was, man. It could have been injury or something.
But if he could consistently catch the football,
it's got to be consistent. He can make them highlight grabs. Yeah.
He can. I think he also could be one of the best tight ends in college football. And you got a quarterback now, so
yeah, definitely.
So if one side is already there and it's established and it's ready to go. I mean, and we have the weapons on the other side. I think this could be a really good year, and I believe in Manny. Yeah. I believe in him, man.
Yeah. Look, I will say I also I like the attitude that Manny has. He has that Miami attitude, but goddamn, boy, he lost it last year because we were just getting our ass beat and he just looked defeated. But again, those changes needed to be made. He made the changes.
Yeah.
Every single change. We need a new quarterback. Got a new quarterback. We need a new offensive coordinator. Got a new offensive coordinator. Need to update the offense. Update the offense. O-line wasn't producing. Got a new offense. Like he makes everything that we asked that. Every fan, like, you can't be mad about anything. Every question, every hole, he filled it. And, I mean, if we actually win, then he can be that asshole again. Oh, I think we're going to be in for a run, man. But we have to win, though.
Oh, one thing you've noticed about last season, you know, a few of the games, we got down. We got down, you know. Virginia Tech. You know what happened.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But we fought back, though. Yeah.
We never quit.
Had that fight.
Even the Florida game, there was that one point where it was kind of teetering where we could have got blown out.
Yeah.
You know? And then we came back. So, I think we weren't as far as we think we were.
Yeah.
Last season, you know? The North Carolina, I think we got down 17-0, you know?
Yeah, and then a little comeback, extra missed points and field goals. I feel you.
And Bubba, what's his name, Bubba Maxwell?
Yo.
Yeah, I don't want.
He's a Cougar now. He's a Houston Cougar now. He's not even Kane no more, so it's all good.
Yeah, I don't want to speak bad about him, but Bubba.
Yeah, he gone.
Okay.
Yeah, man. No, I think, I don't know, man. You know, it is what it is, baby.
Yeah. Do you want to do this option A, option B thing one more time?
Yeah, let's make it quick, man. Let's make it quick. Get it out of here.
Okay. So we're going to do this like last week. We'll do this option A, option B. I'll pass it to Zoe, and then I'll pass it to Zach. T.O. or Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Tell me why.
Look at the man's numbers. Like, T.O. is solid, man, but he wasn't that deep threat like Randy Moss. You literally called, he has his own phrase, getting mossed.
All right.
Come on, man. This guy's the GOAT.
All right, Zach. T.O., Randy Moss. I say Randy Moss, but I love T.O. I love T.O.'s attitude.
No, T.O.'s good. I'm not going to hate on T.O.
I love T.O.'s attitude and work ethic, but I'd say Randy Moss.
Randy did it with other teams. Go ahead.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Can I start with this one?
Ooh.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, go ahead. Why is that?
Because he's 10 times better than Messi will ever be.
Okay. Let's not say 10 times. You're being disrespectful right now. Not said 10 times. You're being disrespectful. Look, I'm going to say Ronaldo as well because that's one of my favorite players. In high school, when I was playing soccer, I would literally watch his highlights before every game just to give me fucking hype. And Messi's like, 5'6" or some shit?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm closer to Ronaldo in height, right? So I just kind of – I mean, obviously I didn't, but I tried him out on my game after the way Ronaldo played the ball.
Who, Messi or Ronaldo? Okay.
I thought he was like 6'2" or something like that. 5'6". Messi is 5'6". Or he's 5'6" or 5'8". I don't know, but he's not 6 feet.
Okay, I'll choose Ronaldo. I think he is the GOAT. But I'm gonna tell you who my favorite player was is Drogba. Didier Drogba. I'm not sure if you guys know who Didier Drogba is.
Yeah, of course I know who Drogba is.
The beat.
For Cote d'Ivoire, right?
He played for what did he play for?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah. Yeah, okay.
What I'm saying, his country wasn't it Cote d'Ivoire?
No, he played for
Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast. Yeah, he was unstoppable on FIFA.
Okay. My guy, one of my favorite players, my American favorite player was Brian McBride. I don't know if you remember him from USA. Yeah. And then there's a Swedish guy. Or no, he was from Ukraine. Andrei Shevchenko.
One of my favorite players. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Samuel Eto'o got around.
Yeah. Cameroon. Cameroon Warrior.
Yep.
Next one. I saw this one on Twitter a few weeks ago. Step Brothers or Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers.
Step Brothers.
Why? Why step up?
So many quotes, man. So many quotes from that movie. And I'm a Will Ferrell guy. A lot of people hate on Will Ferrell. I love him. Just like I love Kevin Hart, I love Will Ferrell, man.
Zach, why?
Go ahead, Zach.
Why Wedding Crashers?
Because I like. Gosh, who's the actor? Will, is it Will Ferrell?
Adams, and Wedding Crashers. Adams, no, it's Vince Vaughn, right?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
And nose. He has a nose.
Owen Wilson, right?
That's my favorite actor.
Owen Wilson. There it is. Yeah.
Those two are together in that movie.
I would say Step Brothers. It's one of the few movies I actually cried. It was so funny, I cried when I first watched it.
I got one for you guys before we wrap this up. Okay. It's been a big battle on Twitter. Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
I don't like Kevin Hart. I'll say Cat Williams. I don't like either one of them too much, but I don't like Kevin Hart.
Okay,
I got one last one. One last one.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
One last one and one question, okay? First Take or Undisputed?
First Take.
I'm going to go First Take as well, man. Uncle Shannon. Oh, shit. Undisputed, isn't it? God dang it.
Yeah, that's Undisputed. So you said Undisputed?
Yeah, Undisputed, man. What do you say? Uncle Shannon is my guy.
What do you say, Undisputed? Because of Shannon?
Yeah, I love Shannon. I mean, so because Skip used to be on First Take, right? Skip and Stephen A.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Shannon just be wilder, man. Yeah. So Undisputed.
I don't like either show. I like Skip the most out of all those guys. So I would say Undisputed, but I think First Take is terrible ever since Skip left, and I think Undisputed.
I think Max Kellerman does a good job, man. But
he just I don't know. There's some stuff about him I don't like, man. it's just some stuff about him that like I said, I could get into some like conspiracy stuff. It's just some stuff about Max, man. It rubs me the wrong way. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like just a quick example, okay. You remember when Kaepernick did the workout?
Yeah.
And he wore a Kunta Kinte shirt.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman was the only guy on TV I heard say that was okay.
Oh, you're not a Cap guy? Oh, I'm a Cap guy. I'm a Cap guy.
Question. Do you think it was okay for him to wear a Kunta Kinte shirt?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think it was. Oh, I think it was.
Okay.
I'm a Cap guy, though.
Okay, do you think he really wanted a job in the NFL if he wore a Kunta Kinte shirt?
I think he did, man. I think why can't – because you can have the Bosa be super MAGA everything, has his political views all out there, but Cap can't.
Okay, but
and a lot of people disagree with both of them. A lot of people hate to see MAGA. They hate it. And some people hate to see Cap does whatever he do.
Okay.
Even if it's a Kunta Kinte shirt, which Kunta Kinte in itself isn't offensive.
Okay, so basically it's a he's basically in a job interview. A workout's a job interview, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, question. Let's say you have a son or a daughter,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you advise your son or daughter to wear a Kunta Kinte shirt to a job interview?
If it's the NFL, I'm like, you can wear what you want. If it's the NBA, you can wear what you want.
I don't know.
Because that president has been – the president has been set when you can have the boss to be out, open, public, say what he wants and support his political views and his, you know, social views. And you have people that hate it, but – It's okay,
but that's on Twitter.
If that's that's on Twitter. He has his hat. He's taking pictures in it. Everyone knows it. He doesn't shy away from it, right? And he's allowed to have that view.
Yeah.
Now Cap isn't. He wasn't hurting anybody. Like the Kunta Kinte shirt in itself isn't offensive. Because Roots was a great show. I loved it. I watched it. So Kunta Kinte shirt in itself isn't offensive. Anybody.
I think it's sending a wrong message. to think that.
But have you watched Roots?
No, I've never seen Roots. I don't.
It's not a bad. It's just a story of a Kunta Kinte, a slave, become free. His descendant wrote the book about his ancestry. Is all.
I particularly don't want to watch a movie about slavery. And
I mean, you know, it happened
again on some conspiracy stuff. A white guy actually wrote that book. It was stolen from a white guy.
What, Roots?
Roots, yeah. It was written by a white guy, and it was stolen by the person who claimed to have written it.
Ah, that's one of the conspiracies.
No, it's a conspiracy fact.
Well, because he had his DNA tested, right? And now he traced it to that tribe. And that's where he... I haven't heard that conspiracy. All I'm going off is what I know of, and that he wrote the story about himself. He had his DNA tested. And at the end of the movie, Roots, he goes to Africa to see that tribe. Yeah. I don't know if a white guy put him up to that.
Yeah.
But what I know is that was his true story.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not super informative about it, but I've heard that it was written by a white guy. The book was plagiarized by this guy, the guy. I don't know the name of the guy, but...
I forget. I just know it was written in the 70s, something like that. We'll have to look it up. But I feel like I never heard that plagiarized thing.
Man, we got really deep today, man. I think we got deep. We might not release this episode.
That's if anyone listens to it, man. They'll let us know. They'll let us know if we got too deep. Yeah.
It's all good, though, man. Fuck.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. It's still all love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We never get disrespectful on here, especially towards one another. I never really get disrespectful on Twitter to anybody, especially Kane's fam.
Yeah.
I troll a lot, and I tell you know me, I talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But it's all jokes, man. It's all love at the end of the day.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey.
I think all we got to
do. Good episode, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, I appreciate you, Zoe. Zach, I appreciate you, man. Shout out to our guest. We appreciate you coming on. Yeah.
Hey, also shout out to the listeners, man. All five of y'all. You feel me? I appreciate it.
Yo.
All
five of you Hurricane fans, we appreciate you.
Dude. All right, man. Well, hey, Zoe's out, man. Hit me on Twitter, guys. You know I'm out here always ready to talk some shit.
All right. All right, peace.
All right.